Today I want to speak a little bit about Malava Malka, which is called Sudasa the David Malka Mashicha, the Suda of David King Moshiach, which Bechlau, many people are not aware. How is it that the name of Malava Malka was called on David HaMelech? Why is it called the Sudasa of David Malka Mashicha? Well, we know that David HaMelech was nostalgic on Shavuos. And we know that he was told that he was going to pass away on Shabbos. He didn't know which Shabbos, but he knew it would be on Shabbos. So he developed a minig. Any Shabbos that he survived and lived, he made a big Suda Matzah Shabbos. He invited his family because he survived the Shabbos. He knew that he was going to pass away on Shabbos. So every Matzah Shabbos, after that, he would make a Suda. So it became known as the Suda of David HaMelech because he would make a big Suda every Matzah Shabbos. So I want to share with you a story that's brought down in Keser Shemtiv regarding Malava Malka. It's Ois Shin Pei Vav. It's printed on page Reish Lamed Dalet. But once we're ready telling that story, there's another story which is Shin Pei Hei, which I'll share with you as well. The story, which is not directly connected to our shir, but it's a geshmak and ma'isa, if you understand the Baal Shem Tov Shita, and understand how to judge people favorably, etc. It says, in the time of the Baal Shem Tov, there was once a drought, and there was no rain, and the people were davening, and it didn't help, the rain was still held up. Baal Shem Tov noticed that there was a certain simple person that was crying out to the Eibishter, with the pasuk va'otzer es hashamayim v'lo yiyeh motor, which we say in Kriya Shema, which means that if we misbehave, the Eibishter will hold back, he will lock up the shamayim, and there won't be rain. Now it would be a very modna tefillah if you're davening for rain to use the pasuk va'otzer es hashamayim v'lo yiyeh motor. You're davening there shouldn't be rain, or you're davening that there should be rain. So the Baal Shem Tov was going to stop this person from saying this pasuk, but he noticed that in Shemayim, they were mekabel, this tefillah of this yid, and it started raining right after this person davened. So the Baal Shem Tov wanted to know, there must have been a different kavana in this tefillah. So he called over this pashta yid, and he said, I heard you say a pasuk that it should not rain, and after you davened, it came rain. So what happened? So he said, you misunderstood my understanding of the pasuk. He says, I didn't know that va'otzar means to hold back. I thought va'otzar means to squeeze the shemayim, that the shemayim should be squeezed. Not v'lo yiyeh motor, there shouldn't be rain down here, but v'lo yiyeh motor upstairs. I thought that we're davening that va'asar sashamayim v'lo yiyeh motor will squeeze the heavens and there'll be no rain, it'll all come down. And here we have a pashta yid, but because he said it b'chol kavanosa, he wanted it, so even though it was mamish against the simple pshat of the pasuk, it brought down the rain. But here's the story regarding Malava Malka. It says that one time, this is Ois Shin Pei Vav, one time the Baal Shem Tov spent Shabbos by a certain village, and the Baal Shem Tov came with his Talmidim, and he was by a simple villager on Shabbos. Now, this village had a bunch of Yidden, and he noticed that Motzei Shabbos, by the Suda Shlishis, this person gathered a lot of Yidden, the whole town, and he made a big Suda. And when he asked him, why do you do it? He found out that every week he makes a big Suda at this time. And the Baal Shem Tov was wondering, why is he making a big Suda each time? What was his koch and geshmak in this Suda? Because he saw that Lamaila, they appreciate this Suda of this simple person. So he asked him, and he said like this, I heard a lot of Yidden say that when they pass away, Teitzei Nishmasi Bein Anoshim Yisrael, everyone, wants to daven for Kvuras Yisroel. They should be buried in Kvuras Yisroel. Even though there's a Geshmak and Maisa, it's brought down on some Chastoida, Tofresh Pei, 100 years ago, that there was a certain Chassid that was traveling to the Friedrich Rebbe, and he got beat up by the Goyim, and he thought that he was going to pass away. So he asked, and he was in the hospital, he sent the Bakasha that he should have Kvuras Yisroel. And then he got better, and the Friedrich Rebbe said, a chassid doesn't ask for Kvuras Yisroel. A chassid asks to live. Why should you ask for Kvuras Yisroel if you could ask to live? But anyways, Yidin, they daven, that teitzei nishmosi bein anoshim Yisroel, that my neshama should go out amongst Yidin, that then they should be dealt with by Yidin and buried with Yidin, in the company of Yidin. He says, since I heard that on Shabbos we have a neshama yaseira, we have an extra neshama, and that right after Shabbos the neshama leaves, so I decided I want teitzei nishmosi bein anoshim Yisroel, that my neshama should go out amongst Yidin. So I gather all the Yidin together of the town. This way the neshama yaseira of Shabbos goes out bein anoshim Yisroel with the rest of the Yidin. And it brought down in Keser Shem Tov, Vaneu Adover Ma'oid. The Baal Shem Tov had a lot of hanah from this minig and from this explanation and from this idea. So we know that the Rebbe was very makpid to wash Malava Malka. There were other Sudas, Lav Davka, but the Suda of Malava Malka, the Suda was always very miyuchid by the Rebbe. And the Shaila is, what's so special about the Suda of Malava Malka? So it's brought down that in our bodies, in the back of our neck, we have a little bone called the loose bone, which, try as they might, they can't destroy this bone. I heard in the name of people that unfortunately had to work the crematoriums in Auschwitz and these concentration camps, that even when they burned the bodies, they were able to see a little bone. I don't know what it is, but this is what I heard. But either way, it says that's the yesoid of Tchias HaMeisim, that the body will be resurrected from this bone that doesn't get destroyed. What gives nourishment to this bone? So it's brought down in the Halakha Svarim that the Malava Malka, the Sud of Malava Malka, gives nourishment to this bone. What's the connection between Malava Malka and the loose bone? Why not, I don't know, the Suda of Tuesday? Why Malava Malka? Because the Malava Malka is like the neck of the week. Why? Motzei Shabbos is that Shabbos is the head of the week. The rest of the days of the week are the body of the week. It's like the head and the body. What connects? What's the neck between the head and the rest of the body? That is the Motzei Shabbos time. The Motzei Shabbos is like the neck between the head and the body of the week. On one hand, it's Vachedik. It's Mutar Basiyas Melacha. On the other hand, we know that Bechlalos, we stay Bigdei Shabbos, and we still praven a Stikel Shabbos Dika Oifin, the Motzei Shabbos. And that's why this Suda of Malava Malka, the Suda of that combines the week and Shabbos, is the one that gives the nourishment to the loose bone, which is between the head and the rest of the body. The Beis HaMikdash is also called the neck. We know that when Yosef met Binyamin, Vayipol al Tzavore, they fell on each other's necks. And it's brought down that those necks refer to the Beis HaMikdash. Why is the Beis HaMikdash also compared to a neck? Because the Beis HaMikdash was the conduit which the Shekhinah goes to the rest of the world. The Gilui HaShekhinah, that's the head. And the rest of the world, is the rest of the body of creation. From where? Mimenu Yoytze Oira L'chol HaOlam. Where is the neck which takes the head, the koiches of the head, and connects it to the rest of the body? That's the Beis HaMikdash. That's the Savor. That's why we know that the klipa of Pari is ha'oidev, that's like the back of the neck. That's the klipa that tries to prevent this Hamshachas HaShechinah. the Giloy Ashchina, and the Inyan of the Beis Hamikdash is the Tzavor, is this neck. And that's another Kesher to the Suda of Malava Malka, which the Malava Malka Suda is the neck of the week, connecting Shabbos and the rest of the week, which that obviously prepares each and every one of us to this Inyan. And that's why it's a very, very special Inyan to be makbid, even if other inyanim, we may not be makbid, to be makbid on the suda of the Malava Malka.